the penguin's choice. There is a group of penguins in Antarctica that are enrolled in the School of Self-Mastery and Inner Peace. Penguins in Antarctica are very, very good swimmers, but they're hatched on land, on the ice, and they don't know how to swim. So these baby penguins are walking around being baby penguins, and at some point, their parents think, okay, today's the day they need to know how to swim. So they take their baby penguins out to the edge of the cliffs, and their parents jump into the water. Now, some baby penguins, they immediately make the choice to instantly jump into the water after their parents. And they play, they leap out of the water and have fun with their parents. They're being penguins. There's some penguin parents who feel that they know what is best for all the baby penguins, but luckily, they don't say anything. Now, some little penguins, they can't make this choice. And they walk back and forth across the edge of this cliff, crying to their parents, trying to build up the courage to jump into the water. But they don't. And their parents wave at them and motion for them to come in. See? See how much fun we're having? And finally, something within them gives them the courage to make the choice, and they plop into the water. And they're penguins playing in the water, having fun being penguins. Now, some babies, they can't make the choice to jump into the water. So they choose to stay on the land and be miserable. And they walk back and forth across the ledge. And all their friends are in the water saying, come on, jump in. Come on, look, it's so much fun. But they can't. They stay on the cliff. And they're there all day. And then you know what happens? The great tide comes in and sweeps all the baby penguins into the water, and they get to experience being baby penguins anyway. Because penguin parents are very wise, they know peace can't be forced on you. You've got to let it gradually wash over you and sweep you into its embrace.